Well, kind of a crazy story here, but you know what? It kind of makes sense. You have a group of scientists locally here, the New York Academy of Sciences, partnering now with CAPTRS. That's my next guest's organization to help New York public health officials train for future pandemics, natural disasters, and other emergency scenarios using advanced video games. I kid you not. Here to discuss, he's right in on it, is Mr. Phil Siegel. His organization, the AI nonprofit CAPTRS, explains. Philip, welcome. Great having you.
Thanks,
here.
Jay.
Yeah, video games. Back. You know what? I will never condemn my kids for getting to the point of opening the PlayStation when I am in their presence again, because it might have some use. Who knows? But give me a sense.
Yeah, so it's more serious games than the types of games that kids play. It's more like wargaming, that the military does, where you're designing a game to help people practice a skill or make policy look at a problem in a new way. And the New York Academy of Sciences, through their International Science Reserve, has aggregated a number of scientists throughout the world, thousands, that have volunteered their services during emergencies. And as you know, our nonprofit is really focused on helping decision makers during emergencies. And so it was a perfect fit. We're building them an online game that is, you know, as I said, more like a war game where they're given information and they have to make decisions. And these scientists will be able to play this game on the International Science Reserve, New York Academy of Sciences website, and we'll be able to help them start to, engage with those scientists so that they're more ready when the time comes.
Yeah, I mean, the game basically, Phil, is what you're describing is it's interactive, right? I mean, it is not a one-on-one, a player versus another player.
That's correct.
But it's a way for folks around, you know, the globe to play it anywhere, anytime, I guess, right?
Yeah, and so we will post it as well on our website. The one for the New York Academy of Sciences will only be available. It'll be the same game, but they'll only make it available to their scientists on their platform. But CAPTRS will make it more widely available as well. Again, we're a nonprofit, so we're not trying to hide this or anything. We actually want to get this out to as many people as possible so that the skills develop. And you know, we're going to develop a very similar game for the New York Academy of Sciences having to do with food, with famine and so forth, and using the same kind of principles and the same kind of design. And then we've got many games, as we've talked about as well, that allow decision makers, scientists, whomever, emergency managers, to practice their skills and do a better job.
I love it. Talking with Phil Siegel out of CAPTRS. So, you know, basically, if there's a pathogen floating around, a la COVID back in the day, we're, by the way, past 4 years on this, just a little hard to believe, but in itself, you have a situation where what if people need food? What if they need shelter? This is a discussion to be had, video this type of apparatus, correct?
Yeah. So again, and I don't want to get you censored on any social media, but we did a terrible job. But part of the reason is because, we weren't practiced for new things. We're very good at practicing for everything that we know, and everybody seems to be able to figure that out. But when something new comes along, whether it's a pathogen we've never seen or wildfires in Hawaii, which is not something that happens very often, or even in Texas, we tend to be less prepared, and people try to use the same rules of thumb that they've always used. And in fact, that can often make the situation worse. And so the whole purpose, again, is to design games to help people be more ready to use the evidence in front of them rather than to use their rules of thumb. It's kind of like I think we've talked about this. It's a flight simulator for emergency management. Just like pilots have to get in the flight simulator all the time to practice their skills.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. I love the concept. I really do. You know, it gives an opportunity to share decisions and findings, and that's what it's about right now. You bring up an excellent scenario of what occurred in Hawaii with those wildfires. And maybe this situation could have some very important decisions in a timely manner, because everything happens timely regarding disasters and everything else, and seconds could save lives. Something like this I see as kind of a sign of the future, is maybe, you know, pretty much dissecting it in a proper way in order to ward off these types of disasters and scenarios.
Yep.
After the fact, which I kind of like here.
Yep. And you know, how many times have you heard somebody say, well, you know, now with hindsight, we know this, that, and the other thing. Well, you know, that's what you say when you haven't practiced enough. And, you know, something takes you by surprise. And so that's our whole mission, is to use these games and artificial intelligence to help these emergency managers get their, you know, hone their skills every year, continuing education, play these games, get better, do it, you know, be ready when the time comes rather than be taken by surprise.
Interesting. Interesting discussion, and we'll see. Now, when is there a timeline here as far as this whole thing is concerned?
Yeah, so the New York Academy of Sciences will have, for their scientists, this available, I think, in the next 30 days. And then we will, we have to do some other things to it to make it a little more broadly available on our site. So that will take a little bit longer, but it will certainly be, around the middle of the year. And then, you know, we're going to make this available to all other, you know, lots of other people. If you go and see us on LinkedIn, for example, you can see we ran a workshop with the World Health Organization, the WHO. You know, that's to help them practice and learn how to use these kinds of tools. We have a grant with the CDC right now to help with them. So our goal is just to help all these groups get better. Later in the year, we're going to build a game for the National Association of Emergency Managers, which are more local emergencies, so that they can practice. So these are, you know, the goal, again, is to get everybody better at their job, more confident in making decisions, and to not get surprised in the moment.
There you go. And this is something of good being put to use. So much discussion regarding AI and negativity and everything else. But, you know, you have something here that could really be a game changer, in my estimation. Phil, we'll keep an eye on this. Can't thank you enough. Certainly, we'll have you back on regarding a lot of this going on. And certainly, this is a game changer without question. Mr. Siegel from Captors, the founder of Captors. Until next time, Philip.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Jay.